Thousands of Australians are going through life without any formal identification, and for some people that's resulted in criminal convictions. More than 3% of births are not registered, which means these people don't officially exist, and many more simply don't have a birth certificate. The lack of formal identification creates major barriers, including an inability to open a bank account or obtain a driver's licence. It's an issue of concern for the UN, which has criticised Australia for not meeting its obligations under the Convention of the Rights of the Child. The federal government is now trying to work with the states and territories on this issue, as Cathy Van Extel reports.
Without a birth certificate, everyday tasks like enrolling in school, opening a bank account, getting a driver's licence, even boarding a plane are challenging, at times impossible. That's the lot of thousands of Australians, including at least 23,000 people who officially don't exist. But the push to change that is gaining momentum. In the New South Wales New England region, university students and the local community mutual bank have been lobbying federal politicians, including ministers, to improve access to birth certificates. Their interest began 3 years ago when they tried to open student bank accounts as part of a financial literacy program at the Minimbar Aboriginal Corporation Primary School in Armidale, which has around 100 students.
We found that there was, at the school at Minimbar, 95% of the kids didn't have a birth certificate and 60% of the kids weren't registered.
Jason Artuso is the project leader of the Minimbar project. He's a third-year student studying to be an early education teacher. As well as lobbying politicians, he's also busy raising funds so primary school students in the region can get a birth certificate. Over the past 2 years, 300 children and some family members have been officially registered with births, deaths and marriages at one-day sign-up events.
If a birth certificate is symbolic of having a sense of identity, I think it's something that's very empowering, and you can see that that's what you're potentially giving somebody. We've had times where there's been up to three generations sitting around a table filling out a form to get a birth certificate for the first time.
The next sign-up day is in June. There's a target of 500 children. Jason Artuso says cost is the biggest hurdle. New South Wales and the ACT have the nation's highest birth certificate fee of $48. The lowest is $26 in the Northern Territory. There's a push for the states and territories to make the first birth certificate free nationally. That's a recommendation of a United Nations committee, which issued a report late last year on Australia's compliance with the Convention of the Rights of the Child. A spokeswoman for Federal Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says he's writing to his state and territory counterparts to canvass waiving fees for low-income people. Dr. Paula Gerber, an associate professor at the Monash University Law School, is 6 months into a three-year national research project to quantify the extent of the problem and identify the barriers to obtaining a birth certificate.
Certainly the most obvious is fees. Registering a birth is free, but then if you want to get a birth certificate, then that costs money. Another barrier is a lack of really understanding or awareness as to why they should want or get a birth certificate for their children. Another issue, particularly for Indigenous communities, may be a bit of a legacy of the stolen generation, that they don't actually want the government to know that they've got children. Another issue may be isolation, particularly in rural and remote areas. There could be language literacy levels that are a problem also.
The Victorian Law Reform Commission has launched its own review into birth registration and birth certificates. Chairman Philip Cummins.
We found that there is an issue right across the community in that it affects all parts of the community, the capital cities, regional cities, rural and remote. We have found that approximately 3.3% of births are not registered within 6 months. Then we've found, looking a bit further down the track, that just under a 10-year period, still 1% of births are not registered. You may say that 1% is not a lot after 10 years, but of course it accumulates over the years and can be very significant for the individuals concerned.
The former judge says for those without formal identity documents, problems arise at various stages of life. For some, it can lead to a criminal conviction.
This is a very deleterious problem because if, for example, a young person doesn't have a birth certificate and therefore can't get a driver's licence and then goes and drives, as unfortunately can happen, they then get a conviction. So that's a critical issue. And of course, linked to that are you need a birth certificate for tax file number, open a bank account, and all of those things in turn affect your integration into the community.
What did you identify as being the impediments to people having a birth certificate?
There is in some areas a lack of understanding of the importance of registration or even that it's required. And I think there is a community education issue underlying it all. And there's also, I think, a social change issue in that there's now in the modern community much more emphasis upon identity and proof of identity than perhaps 50 years ago, with electronic communication now and identity theft and fraud and even terrorism. And also there are literacy issues and language issues involved in a number of groups in the community and, of course, personal and situational disadvantage.
On the question of fees, the Victorian Law Reform Commission says it's an issue of the right of a citizen to be provided with a birth certificate versus the right of the state to recover its cost. The Commission estimates that if first-issue birth certificates were free, the loss of revenue to Victoria would be around $2.1 million. The Commission will make its recommendations to the Victorian Government in 3 months' time.
That's Cathy Van Exdel reporting.